When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I Am the Cute One, the most chaotic school dance in the podcast universe.
Listen, you got through the week like we got through 9/11.
And a recession.
And the Special K diet.
And the time that James Franco hosted the Oscars.
And Ben Platt's wig and Dear Evan Hansen.
TGIF.
Hello, I am Donnie and I am the cute one.
And I'm Chelsea and I'm the cute one.
And two things, cuties. Number one, it's Friday. Number two, Chelsea, this is the second recording in a row where you look gorgeous.
Donnie, TGIF, thank you. I feel like I'm being punked. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
I feel like I'm being punked. You can look like this and just haven't for 2 years?
That's my approach to beauty, is you want to keep the expectations so low that all you have to do is throw on an Amazon wig and a red lip and people are astounded.
Well, it's working.
Thanks. Oh my goodness. Whenever you compliment me, I just feel like the other shoe's going to drop at any moment.
One's not planned to drop, but it probably might.
It will. Well, I'll ride this high for as long as it lasts.
And since it is your shoe, it'll be a Doc Martin, but that's okay.
Because they're cute, Donnie.
They are. That's what you think. When you hear the word Doc Martin, you think cute.
I do. Okay. You know, some stereotypes are based in truth.
So, cuties, if you want to see how good Chelsea looks, you can watch this on YouTube. The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to YouTube and search for I Am the Cute One podcast. So I know we have to get to real headlines, Chelsea, but I want to talk about our weekends first. And at this point, it is Friday, so we're already leading into our new weekend. But let's jump back a week.
Sure.
My sister's wedding shower was on Sunday. Beautiful, lovely. Can't wait to tell you about it. But first, on Saturday night, I had my friend's birthday party at an Italian restaurant in the Bronx. Now, the cuties that have been following along on my vegan journey, I stopped being vegan on my birthday, then Easter happened, and the ultimate payoff was going to be my sister's wedding shower and this Italian restaurant in the Bronx. So I was not vegan this weekend. I did get veal parm at the Italian restaurant. Loved it. Had calamari as well. Wonderful. However, my drinks of choice, and cuties also actually have been following along on this journey, I have not drank since my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And you witnessed that in person.
I did. Yeah. When I came into the city, Donnie was sipping on Diet Cokes and water.
Yeah,
like a real square. What a loser.
Well, I wasn't a square at this birthday because my drink of choice was an espresso martini or a cappuccino martini.
Donnie.
What? I love them.
They're so good. Is this your first time drinking many of them or have you done this journey before?
I've done this journey before, but not when I needed to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Oh.
Yeah. So I didn't go to sleep until 6 o'clock in the morning and then woke up an hour later and traveled cross country, not really cross country, but traveled multiple states over to Pennsylvania, where I helped set up and run my sister's shower.
Well, luckily, you probably had enough caffeine still in your system from the night before to keep like a small village running.
A little bit, yeah.
I can't drink more than one espresso martini. And I am a tank. You know that, like, I've got a wooden leg or something because I really can drink a lot of alcohol. But espresso martinis, I don't know if it's, like, residual body trauma from the original formula Four Loko. But, like, I cannot be mixing uppers and downers. I can't be doing an RBV.
I had six of them.
Six?
Yeah.
Donnie, you were lucky six. You didn't have a heart attack. Demi Lovato would be singing at you at that next heart conference.
I wish they would.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, six.
Wow.
Now, I will say, when we moved locations, I know this from serial killers and human trafficking. If you switch locations, you should never drink at the second location. So all my friends got more drinks. A bottle of champagne was ordered. I stuck to water and Diet Coke at the second place.
It's just more caffeine in a different form. Donnie, I want to say I'm proud of you for following the code of the serial killers and not having drinks at the second location. However, I'm perhaps more concerned now because I'm putting together the pieces like I'm my very own J.B. Fletcher. This means you had 6 espresso martinis at the first location.
Yes. But we were there for 4 hours.
Okay. The math isn't exactly mathing, but it's better than I was anticipating.
Okay. And I had 6 of those espresso martinis and Cherry's Jubilee for dessert. Do you know what that is? I didn't.
No, what's a Cherry's Jubilee?
I thought it was just cherry ice cream. It was on the special menu. Like, tonight's special dessert is Cherry's Jubilee. And I just read vanilla ice cream with cherries and stopped reading. But they fill the bottom of the cup with brandy and then set it on fire before they give it to you. But I didn't know that. So when I dug in my spoon, I literally, like, choked because I love brandy. But that was not a taste I was expecting.
Wow. Well, you know what? Some other puzzle pieces are sliding together in the forefront of my brain because I received a text message from you the following day saying, I just shat at my sister's bridal shower. And now I kind of understand why. Now, cuties, when he sent me that text, it is important to remember who the text message was from. So I needed to ask the follow-up questions. Where did you shit? Was it in your pants? Was it in the little basket you put all those cards? You did say it was in a toilet. So I'm proud of you for that, especially after knowing you had 6 espresso martinis and a cherry jubilee in the system. And veal parmesan. My God, you were just ready to burst.
No, you're absolutely right. And I did shit in the toilet, but I also did ask my cousin, who is a bridesmaid, to do a butt check at one point. Like, not a bare butt check, just jeans. I said, my butt
That's worse.
Is...
That's worse.
Why? How?
I mean, of course, I wouldn't want to put your cousin through that. I don't want to see that. That's a callback to our the comeback recaps we're doing over on our Patreon, patreon.com/I'mthecuteone. I wouldn't want your sister to have to see that. But the fact that you're concerned that it would make it through the denim is more concerning.
It's happened before, number one. So I'm just working off of experience.
Sure.
Number two, my butt was unusually wet. So I asked her, like, why? Am I sweaty? Help me. And she said, no. Denim was the normal denim color. We're safe. Happy wedding.
Levi's, if you want to sponsor us, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the cherry jubilee.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. I really can't top that. I just spent all weekend reading about fairy porn. I'm in the middle of a Court of Thorns and Roses.
How long is that book? I feel like you've been in the middle for 2 weeks.
Oh, Donnie, we're under the mountain. We've got the Lord of the Darkness. Ooh-wee, things are happening. But I'm going to save all my thoughts for a future episode because you're going to be hearing about this fairy porn whether you want to hear it or not.
No, I do want to hear it. I have no interest in reading it.
That's fine. To be clear, I'm not reading either. I'm having an AI bot woman read it to me via Audible.
Huh.
So imagine hearing, like, his darkened wings were so beautiful, and I felt the pulsing of my nether regions, and I wanted to paint it, because something about that bitch Feyre, she's always wanted to paint. And that's not a euphemism. She's got a Michael sponsorship or something up her sleeve.
Oh, no. I would not be able to listen to that. But I did know you read the fairy porn book this week because you almost got called out publicly on social media. This was the longest we had gone without speaking. I texted you. Number one, Noor messaged me a screen cap of one of her Twitter people saying, can you ask Donnie why he blocked me? So I sent that to you as like a ha-ha. Then second, like a few hours later, after I didn't get a response about that, then I shit-talked somebody to you. So I was like, oh, she'll surely respond to this. Nothing. And then I spoke business, and there was still not an answer. Within 23 hours, there was no answer until there was. When you told me you were reading fairy porn. But if you would have got to 24 hours, shit would have been blown up. You could have got a ding notification that a Patreon episode had been posted.
Oh, I do think a public feud would be good for us, though.
I agree.
But yeah, I did apologize, but I was in my own little world, Donnie. I was underneath that mountain. We were fighting worms. We were solving riddles. Ooh-wee.
I can't tell if I would love or hate this
book. I wish that you were reading it because, my God, I've never wanted to be part of a book club more.
Ah.
That's why I've taken to my Instagram. I'm posting, I don't know if anybody's watching them, but I'm posting upwards of like 10 minutes at a time talking to my Instagram stories because I got to talk to somebody about it.
Oh, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. As I scroll through them.
I'm pretty sure everybody does, but you know what? It's never stopped me before. Well, I guess we should move on to today's topics.
Sure.
This week brought us Julie Chrisley's Radiator Chicken Casseroles in Prison, Missy Elliott's tour announcement with Ciara, Busta Rhymes and Timbaland news of a new Bridget Jones's movie. I read that wrong and I was like, what the fuck? Let me try this again.
This is like that scene in Bruce Almighty when you just read anything on that list.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to have to keep this in the main feed. Jesus. Okay. This week brought us Julie Chrisley's Radiator Chicken Casseroles in Prison, Missy Elliott's tour announcement with Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland, news of a new Bridget Jones movie, and Christina Applegate's opinions on The Real Housewives of Potomac. And somehow I've made it through that sentence, and we've made it to Friday yet again.
We sure have. And I know it's not one of our main topics, but I do need to talk about Christina Applegate talking about Potomac really quick. She said Robin Dixon is her favorite Housewives of any city. Any Housewives city, Robin Dixon is her favorite. Robin Dixon is not even Juan's favorite. I need Christina Applegate to be real.
Oh, that's a tough stance.
What a choice.
I know. People get on me for my housewives' opinions. At least I've never said that.
That's very true.
And I'm sorry. Now that I've read that sentence wrong, I would really like a Busta Rhymes Timbaland collab with Bridget Jones. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'm manifesting.
I would watch it.
We did have the solar eclipse. Anything's possible. This is a magical time, apparently, for white witches everywhere.
That's very true. Also, speaking of you not messaging me within 24
hours. We're
going
to be hearing about this. Cuties for the next, I don't know, 3 years.
Well, because imagine how I felt. I had gone 23 hours without hearing from you, and you didn't check in on me with the earthquake in New York City.
Oh, that was a big no-no for me. Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't dangerous at all. Everyone's fine. So I just assumed that was why, but I still would like to know that, are you okay? Message would come my way if I was in an earthquake.
Well, I mean, I saw you were posting to Twitter. May I remind you that you're the only person I follow on Twitter, so I get live updates of everything happening in your life. The diaries of a madman.
But also know that I would be someone to post on Twitter if I was stuck under rubble. Is that an earthquake?
Yeah, but if you were stuck under rubble, I would see the selfie and then I would text you like, Donnie, how's the rubble? Are you okay?
Okay, that's fair.
Did you know that the earthquake was a 4.9 on the Richter scale and then the eclipse was on April 9th? We are just one more away from a disaster film.
All right, so let's get into headlines.
Sure.
20 minutes later. Uh-huh. And it's good, though, because I feel like every story we brought this week is not really much. So we'll have a full episode after all this. This episode is sponsored by OneSkin. Cuties, there is nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. The products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. There's no complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. Now, cuties, maybe you've seen it in my Instagram stories. Maybe you hear me talk any single day. But there is a certain demographic that looks old. I'm talking about the guy that talks about food on Instagram, or that group of people sitting on the train in front of me going to a 25-year high school reunion, but instead it turned out they were turning 26 years old next week. Like, why do you look so old? I don't know. And I refuse to join the party. And that is why I use OneSkin. Their face, eye, body, and shield can all be used with other products and easily fit into your current skincare routine. Top tier products. And OneSkin's secret is their proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. I've been using their products for a while now, and I am
hooked. My friend gave me a free product about a year ago, and I truly use it every single day. I've been a loyal customer since. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. And for a limited time, cuties, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code CUTEONE when you check out at OneSkin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code CUTEONE at OneSkin.co. That is 15% off OneSkin.co with code CUTEONE. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The story I'm bringing is Noah Cyrus, that no-eyebrowed bitch. She liked Liam Hemsworth's thirst trap at the gym and then unliked it.
Just stand 10 toes down. If you're going to double tap, just let it be.
She is messy. We know this. The whole family's messy, except Miley.
She's just being Miley.
Exactly. Our little wrecking ball. So I think there is no problem with liking your sibling's ex's posts. That's sure. Fine. I also, and we can get into this because I've been thinking about it all day. I don't know that I'm fully against siblings, like, flirting with their siblings' exes either. Mm-hmm. So there's no problem
there. Donnie, you would murder people.
No, here's the thing. I don't think I would. I've thought about it. I gave Quinn a, if we break up, don't fuck these people list. Uh-huh. And it's like, you can beep these names out. Like,
you're so messy.
Like, there are people in this world that I hate with every fiber of my being. Please don't ever
fuck
them. So
I'm on that list. Quinn can't fuck me.
But like a friend, if... And I guess Miley and Liam didn't split amicably. But, like, if me and Quinn split amicably, and I was like, live your best life. I'll live my best life. God bless you. Then he found his best life to be,
I don't know,
having sex with Tom Hamlin. Oh, yeah. I've moved on to friends.
Yeah, I think that you're living in a place of privilege. As a gay person, Donnie, it's time to just realize you have it easy
but
in this
world. But gays fuck their brothers on porn.
But you don't have brothers. So you know that that is not a possibility, which then gives you the privilege to be like, I wouldn't mind if Quinn fucked my sister. Because okay. You know that's not going to happen.
That's true. But either way, I feel like the unliking it is the really messy part.
Well, that shows that
she knew what she was doing was wrong.
Yes, that shows that you knew what you were doing was wrong. You know, like you really have to commit to the bit. And I don't think, although we know she can commit because she shaved those eyebrows off. She sure did.
Whoopi Goldberg.
But she's fighting with her mom now too, right?
Yeah. Do you know why?
I think you told me, but tell me again.
So some guy from like the Flash universe on the CW or whatever, like an older guy, he played a dad or something on the Flash. He was dating Noah Cyrus with like a big age gap. Then they broke up and he married the mom.
That's crazy. You did tell me that. I think I Men in Blacked myself.
It's nuts. The whole family. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But Miley went to the wedding, so that's why Noah's not talking to Miley.
So now she's trying to fuck the Hemsworth.
I guess. Yeah. And the photo itself wasn't even, like, inappropriate. It's just him in a tank top at the gym with hashtag leg day. So, like, you could have liked that. No problem.
This is my problem. No, you know what? The problem isn't unliking or liking. The problem is, I hate when celebrities are basic. Why is Liam Hemsworth posting a photo of him at the gym, hashtag leg day? I don't want Liam Hemsworth posting the same shit as the douchebag that lived on my floor sophomore year of college. I don't like that. I want celebrities to be better than us.
No, I'm fine with it. Because I like this, like, slimy douchebag meet me in the sauna in 5 minutes guy. So that is what I enjoy from him. However, what I don't like is the mismatch. He is in full pants with a tank top and his biceps are like bulging and steroidy and like you see the veins. And then it says leg day. Like, why do your arms look like that then?
Well, that's why he needed leg day. He looked in the mirror and he said, uh-oh.
I guess.
God bless. So I guess the moral of our story is don't unlike something that you've liked. If you're going to like it, say it with your whole chest.
Beautiful.
And this is actually a great segue because I'm here to talk about, unfortunately, there are some topics that I try to avoid until I can no longer avoid them. And Brittany Cartwright from The Valley is currently on a full press tour to talk about why she is leaving Jax, which it's like, do we need a press tour to know why you're leaving Jax Taylor, the man who cheated on you with Faith next to an elderly woman who was sleeping?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You don't watch Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. This was before they got married. This came out.
I famously don't watch Vanderpump Rules, so I don't even really know who Brittany is. Is she the one with the upside down Mr. Potato Head mouth? Okay.
Yes.
I do know her then.
Mm-hmm. She is that optical illusion where if you flip her upside down, she's an old woman. And then if you turn her right side up, she's the young man. Her plastic surgeon has decided to do that to her. So Godspeed. So my segue, my perfect segue.
Before you get to your segue, I think this is a good segue. If you got a tattoo of something that was seen upside down and not, what two things would you want it to be?
Do you have an answer? Like, sky's the limit. You're asking?
No, I want to brainstorm with you.
Well, I mean, if there's a diehard cutie out there, I'd love to see what a Donnie-Chelsea mashup looked like. That could be haunting. That might be that third disaster. We've got the earthquake, the eclipse, and the Donnie-Chelsea mashup tattoo.
That would be cute. I think one that said angel one way and then baby slut the other would be nice.
Thank you for bearing the lead with baby slut. I thought you were going to go full like Spencer's keychain where it was like 99% angel, 1% devil.
No, not that.
I don't know. It's hard to say because I will literally get anything tattooed on my body. Mm. I have a three-legged dinosaur that kind of looks like a penis.
Did one of your daughters draw it first?
No, I got it when I was 20. It's wearing red chucks. You've seen it. It's on my thigh. It has Comic Sans font underneath with a Jurassic Park quote.
I can assure you I Men in Black myself.
Yeah, and that's a real thing, cuties. I know sometimes some of you say I deliver things deadpan and you don't know if I'm kidding. No, it's real. So, you know, give us some more 5-star reviews and maybe I'll show it. That'll be my OnlyFans.
The worst part is we've known too much for me to be problematic with my tattoos now. Because I want fame written in Chinese. I want a tribal tattoo like The Rock on my titty that goes down my arm. But like I know all of that is appropriation, so I can't and won't do it. However, all the tattoos I find attractive are tribal tattoos that start on your titties and go down your arm.
Or what if you do it where you flip it upside down? It is a secret tribal tattoo, but on the other side, it looks like something else.
That's good. And then people, the only people that will see is a tribal tattoo are when they have me upside down with my legs in the air.
Yeah, and by then it's too late. What are they going to say? Then they have to admit they fucked the problematic guy.
Wow. Perfect. We're on to
we've really solved something here.
Yeah.
Back to my original really good segue. So Brittany, she's talked to people. Now she's gone on the podcast, Not Skinny But Not Fat. And in that interview, the podcaster Amanda just shadily slips in. So Brittany, did you see that Jax liked a comment that said that he should have married Stassi instead? And Brittany was like, no, haven't seen that comment. Jax has since unliked that comment. So circles become circles. And again, the problem isn't liking it. It's the second double tap to remove it. But yeah, so on this podcast, which I want to give a really quick shout out to an Instagram account called Vanderpod Recaps. Go ahead and follow them because when I inevitably finally throw in the towel with my Rachel Goes Rogue recaps, just go over there. They recap any podcast that a Vanderpump Rules person goes on. They just give a really concise, really good recap of what was said on that podcast. So you can have all the information there and you don't have to struggle through yourself. So I got this information from Vanderpod Recap, so go follow them. So Brittany said things eventually just got so bad she couldn't take it anymore. And she offered to pay for Jax to stay in Airbnbs so she could stay in their home with their son Cruz, but Jax refused. So for the last 4 months, her and the baby, Cruz, have been bopping around from Airbnb to Airbnb while Jax stays in the house. Isn't that wild?
Yes. Wild is the least word I could call it.
And she's still paying the bills of the house. Like she said, Jax pays the mortgage and she pays the bills.
But oh my
God. She's just paying for Airbnb. And we know Airbnb, the cleaning fee alone could be as much as a mortgage.
Right. And did you hear BravoCon is not happening this year, 2024?
Yeah, because of all the lawsuits.
What lawsuits? I don't know those.
There's so many lawsuits, like Leah McSweeney's suing.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Like, there's just too much going on that they're like, you know what? Much like Dorinda, we're going to put BravoCon on pause. It's fine. So, you know, we'll see you there. April Fools. Which, speaking of April Fools.
Oh, no.
Oh, and speaking about divorces, look at me. Just a hamster wheel of segues here. Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but it does tie in with April Fool's Day and divorces. This tennis-themed divorce announcement, you sent it to me, and I said, what the fuck is this real? Because here's the thing about April Fool's
Day. Was it on April Fool's? I didn't even realize.
No, it was April 5th. But here's the thing, and you ranted on the Empire Records episode with your issues with April Fool's Day. My issue with April Fool's Day is that after April 1st, that post still remains.
Right.
And so when it pops up in your algorithm, you're tricked again because now it's April 5th and you're like, what the fuck? So when you sent that to me, I said, was that posted today? Is this real? Because when I saw those two back-to-back prom pose in full tennis garb saying that it's time to lay down the rackets, I was like, there is no way in this universe that this is real.
I have so many questions. Was that a Halloween photo that, like, that's her favorite picture of them, so she decided to do it and then theme it? Or did they take this photo for the divorce announcement?
I kind of love that. I kind of love a themed divorce announcement. That would really open things up. I would much rather that than, like, a conscious uncoupling. Yeah. I would rather, like, let's start doing a couple's costume with a pun.
Yeah, I would love that. I think my divorce announcement would be a lunch lady and then someone else on the buffet table. And they're like, sorry, we're all out.
Or no, it could be like, I'm happy to announce that I'm about to have a lot of sloppy joes.
Okay? Oh, yeah, that's good.
And also, Quinn is fucking my sister. But no, this divorce announcement said, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down.
It's crazy. Stop. Remember when Monica brought the burn book to the reunion the same week Mean Girls came out? I wonder if this is a tie-in with the Challengers movie with Zendaya. Like, I wonder if they truly are getting divorced, but also they were hired to be sponsors for
getting that spawn the Challengers. Coin. Yeah. They're like, these lawyers aren't cheap.
And also, I didn't realize you asked me, when was this? Is this April Fool's? About Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen. I thought that was about me telling you about a Margaritaville cruise.
No.
And I was so... when I think the text came out of order. Because I did screen cap you that there was a Margaritaville cruise.
Cuties, and you wonder why he panics when I don't respond after 23 hours. These are the texts I'm getting.
I panicked when you said, when was this posted? And I was like, oh my God. Am I seeing this late? Was this posted April Fool's Day? So I booked it to the internet. And thank God it was not.
Well, your response was weird. I need to go back and read it. Because I was like, well, that's kind of strange. But at that point, I had already Googled the announcement to confirm for myself, because it's important to check your news sources, people. And certainly if it's Donnie, you definitely need to do a triple check.
True. I was going to make my story this week about how Netflix rolled out the skip to foreplay feature, so that if you're watching like Bridgerton or whatever with your family, you can skip over the sex. And I had it in the outline. I fully like shit talked it on Instagram and Twitter. And then when I put it in the outline, I was like, well, actually, I've only seen this talked about on Twitter. Let me see if it's in like Teen People or something. So then I Googled it and it was fake. It was not an April Fool's joke. So I was not tricked on April Fool's Day. I was just tricked by the Facebook fake news that I bitch about all the time.
You know what? This is proof that Facebook can trick us all. So, you know, your Aunt Margaret who doesn't believe in the sun anymore? It could happen to any of us. Should we do cutie of the week then? Let's I think we've it. Hit all the heavy hitting topics
I think
of
so.
The week. Okay. Well, first, I want to give an honorable mention.
Okay.
To Brittany and Abby, the twins that we talked about, they answered our questions. Did you see this?
No.
These twins, they really know what the people want, and they answered their most frequently asked questions on their Instagram account, which I never saw the handle of, at Two Heads Are Better. We love the gal that's in on the joke. So they said, yes, they have sex. Yes, they orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. I don't know if that's how that works, but good for them. So next time you're feeling horny and you want it to stop, just read a book. Although, better not be that fairy porn book.
Oh, yeah.
That's the loophole.
I would read smut, so then if I orgasm during it, I can pretend that's why.
It's not your husband. It's Reese, the Jess Gilmore girls of this fairyland. Yeah, so that was my honorable mention because my real cutie of the week, it's kind of a downer, but a hopeful tale. So one of my all-time favorite drag queens, Katya, who has been very open with her sobriety journey, she has just announced on her Instagram account that she has checked into rehab, and she said, "Hi, everybody. There's a saying for the active alcoholic or drug addict that the trajectory of the life course has three possible outcomes: jail, institutions, or death. Unfortunately, I find myself squarely and firmly and quite uncomfortably in the B camp right now. In an effort to make things good with you in the future, I've got to make things good for me right now. Rest assured that any rescheduled dates or any potential loss of money will be rectified as swiftly and completely as possible. I got to swiftly and competently rectify my ass right now. Thank you so much for your patience and compassion, and I hope that you have a wonderful day." Wow. So just wishing the best for her, because she talked about her addictions originally on her run of RuPaul's Drag Race, and she has since said, like, she actually really regrets that because it puts that added pressure of, like, having to stay sober in the public eye. So just really rooting for the best for her. And I always, like, just have such respect for people who will put their mental health and health above making money, because I think that's really rare right
yeah
now.
I'll never do it, so don't you don't have to worry about it here, cutie. And I can't be outdone. So because you did two, I'm going to do three.
Sure.
So first, I'll start with the hardest one for you to swallow. Great. And that is Zack Snyder saying that he wants to release a Snyder cut of Sucker Punch. I don't know if he heard our episode, knew the people wanted it. I don't know.
I swear to beans, Donnie, I've told you about my belief in my ability to manifest, and we both know that when I focus on the wrong thing, things happen that I don't intend, and I 100% think I caused this. I talked about Sucker Punch 1 week before this eclipse, and now it's this bullshit.
Now, listen, I know you'll never watch it. However, he did say he thinks this is the cut that will fix the movie. So maybe he knows where he messed up as well.
Does he? Because he also did some interviews where he said the wise man is just everybody's voice that they should listen to in their head. And he also said that John Hamm's character was important because he was the destroyer and the liberator. And let's not forget, John Hamm is the one who delivers the lobotomy. So in conclusion, Zack Snyder thinks women should just be lobotomized. Is that the term? I don't care. Get a lobotomy and then we've fixed the patriarchy.
It could work. We haven't tried that yet.
True.
Okay, my second one. After six seasons, finally, Buck is bisexual on 911. We've been waiting. We've been waiting. Now, we didn't get what we wanted fully. He and Eddie have not fucked yet, but we're one step closer. These are not two men who identify as straight anymore. Now it's one man who identifies as straight and one man who is openly bisexual. We can get to the other one when we need to get there.
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. And my last one, and this I'm going to end as well on a tough but hopeful note. Keke Palmer got a bob cut.
I hate you.
Now, It does look very good. Very good. So much so that I went back on everything I've ever said, and I said, I knew it all along. Women look great with short hair. But here's my official statement. It needs to be a kitty cut. If a woman is going to have a short hair, I need it to be a kitty cut. I do like a kitty cut.
Well, there you have it. The updated rules of feminism. If you can't get a lobotomy and you need to get a bob, make it a kitty cut. I wonder if that's in the Snyder cut.
He should hire me. I am a pro on feminism.
You know what? I think that he would.
He and I would get along great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's it.
There we go. Thanks, cuties, for tuning in and learning all the biggest news stories in the land.
So, cuties, you can go to our YouTube channel. One more reminder. Go to the show notes where a link is there, or you can just type it in the search bar. I am the cute one. Podcast.
Can I say something about that real quick?
Of course.
Cuties, if you're listening to this, could you do me a favor? Could you go over, and even if you're not going to watch it, will you subscribe and then will you hit the like button on the YouTube video? Because I don't mean to brag, but I have fully taught myself how to edit video this last month, and it is a little bit time consuming, but I'm very proud of myself and I'm enjoying it. But also, you know, I'd like more than one like. That's just, well, two likes, because it's me and Donnie liking them every week. So just go over there and give us a little thumbs up.
Please. Mm-hmm. It would mean a lot. And on Monday, we will be covering Austin Powers. Yeah. So
yeah, get ready for that.
Get ready for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to you later. Love you like a sister.
Thank you for listening to I Am the Cute One. If you want more, head to patreon.com/IamTheCuteOne for uncut, unedited, and unhinged video and audio footage of current episodes, as well as even more bonus content.
And if you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe to our show. And to help us grow this community of chaotic cuties, share an episode with a friend you think would pass the vibe check.
And to see the madness, check out our YouTube channel, where video footage from all current episodes are posted weekly.
You can follow me at RealDonnieWood on Instagram and all other social media platforms.
And if you want more of my personal brand of chaos, check me out at Oh No Chels.
Talk to you later. Love you like a sister. Cuties, you know I cannot see a movie without pretending I'm in it, and now it's your turn. Have you ever tried to use the Force when no one's looking, or thought about what superheroes would win in a fight? Then you'll want to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, and visit Sideshow.com. Your eyes do not deceive you. They have a life-size, impeccably detailed replica of the child from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but Sideshow did send me the child. I call him Baby Yoda. I have since learned that is not his name, but he is my son now, so I will be continuing to call him as such. And we have been playing dress up, having photo shoots, and just having a grand old time. But if that one doesn't speak to you, how about a movie-accurate statue of Christopher Reeve as Superman?
They got that too.
But just wait until you see the incredibly lifelike figures of Robert Downey Jr., as Iron Man.
We are thrilled to have Sideshow sponsoring our podcast today. They offer a wide selection of premium figures, statues, and fine art from the worlds of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and so much more.
These limited edition, handcrafted, officially licensed collectibles bring pop culture's biggest icons to life in your home.
And here is the best part. You can get an exclusive $50 off your first order of $200 or more. It's a great opportunity for new customers to dive into the world of high-quality collectibles. Or you can gift it to that super geek in your life.
Perhaps that person in your life that you know would cringe when they hear that I've been letting my daughter sleep with my Baby Yoda. And again, that I refuse to stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Plus, shopping at Sideshow earns you 5% back in Sideshow rewards, meaning for every $100 spent, you get $5 back in rewards that can be used on future purchases. While geeking out is its own reward, your collection goes farther with Sideshow. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sideshow.com, promo code CUTEONE right now, and get ready to let your geek side show.
Oh, that's clever. Sideshow. Like Sideshow.com? I get it.